Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. This morning, my guest is Brad Barth with Four Devils Lake, of course, a regular guest on the program the second Friday of each month. Morning, Brad.
Good morning.
And I understand recently you were at a job fair program in the eastern part of the state.
Yeah, you know, as we've talked many times since I've been here, you know, about middle of May, I got here in 2018, and the importance of our, you know, aligning our graduating youth with our local and regional employers, you know, just how important that is. And it became really, really obvious when I was asked to appear at a, and you know, kind of have a booth. And, you know, I was marketing our area for workforce, but I was also, you know, talking about the alignment and the importance of getting kids aligned with an industry in their area. So I was asked to come over by the Mayville Trail County EDA, and they had 330 kids come in. I think it was about 8 regional schools for a career fair, and then at the same time, they had a job fair, and they had about 15 regional businesses, American Crystal Sugar, Diggleman Industries, Sanford Clinic, you know, 15 of those businesses. And would you believe that, you know, the 330 kids showed up, so they show up in buses, but then they were supposed to be, you know, actual non-students, basically, and they got 7 people, Eric.
Seven
people for a job fair, you know, in that corridor. You're talking Hillsboro, Fargo, you know, I mean,
pretty populated area.
Yeah, very populated area with a lot of larger employers. You know, we're more regional, 2-3, you know, larger employers, 3-4. They've got 15, and they had 7 people that were non-students. So it underscores and stresses, you know, but they had 330 kids. Now, that's future workers. You know, some are next, you know, could be immediately after high school. Some could be a year, depending on training, 2 years on training. But the importance of aligning them with those industries, just as it is, you know, it's very important for us to align with our industries and our businesses, was really, you know, scored heavily there.
All right, and like you said, it's kind of interesting, too, that some of these students that you had a chance to visit with hadn't really thought about what their next career move is going to be. And obviously,
yeah,
if they're not aligning themselves with where the jobs are, then they're probably going to be moving out of the area. And if they move away, they may not be coming back.
Yes, and, you know, that's the big issue, you know. And, you know, with my history, I mean, you and I have talked many times. You know, I was at a two-year college, much like Lake Region in North Dakota State College of Science down in Wahpeton, for 8 years, and I was real involved. And you could tell, you know, the very small community kids that were coming in and getting it, they were being hit by other companies throughout the country that were coming into Wahpeton and recruiting them. And they weren't going back to Velva or Rugby or Devil's Lake or Hillsboro, for that matter, or Mayville. They were leaving. And so it really became obvious that for North Dakota to achieve our workforce goals, we've got to do a better job of aligning those youth. We've got to get them interested with businesses before they get to the school. And then while they're at the school, you know, we've got to get them locked up, you know, before or during the time that they're locked at school so that they come back. I mean, that's the only way we're going to have those specialized type of workers that we need. You know, it's one thing to have a general employee, but it's another thing to have an electrician that keeps people busy, you know, an IT person that keeps people and businesses running. Those are all the, you know, the important two-year, very well-paying jobs for the state. We've got to be able to kind of build our own pipeline.
All right, like you said, it's not going to be something that's going to be solved overnight, but obviously it continues to demand attention because it's not you're not going to change overnight either.
No. I mean, you know, the workforce and just, you know, economic development, we've talked about it many times, as many heads. You know, we've got to have a good quality community. We've got to have things for people to do. We've got to have housing. But, some of it starts with workforce, and a lot of it is keep our workforce here. And some of those issues, you know, we don't have to worry about as much then. They know what Devil's Lake consists of, and they're here.
Right.
And they'll, you know, a lot of times they bring someone else back, a significant other. That's happened many a time. I can document that pretty well. So those are the things we have to do, and we are continuing. We at Four Devils Lake are working to work with our regional businesses. We've got quite a few of them that are willing to sponsor students, and we need to continue that type of an approach where we get someone that's in a junior or senior in high school to work at Devil's Lake Cars or High Plays Equipment, you know, go out there and talk with the business owners, the managers. We've got a lot of businesses that are willing to sponsor and to help pay for college, you know, and we've talked about that many times. We've got anywhere from $12,000 to $25,000 of two-year college could be paid for, whether it's at Lake Region or Wahpeton or Williston or any of the North Dakota two-year schools.
Okay, so if people want more details on that, they can contact you at the office as well.
Yes, as always, Eric. I mean, I can't stress enough that if you're a student, maybe not listening, you know, or if you're a parent or a grandparent, more likely, or an aunt and uncle, and you've got a regional student, you know, and when I say regional, our workforce, we draw from Grafton, Langdon, you know, we've got a large workforce area that we draw from, you know, the people are willing to drive. And if you know of a youth that that wants to live and work in the area, you know, after school, we got to get them locked up now, because they'll go to school and get a great offer and go to Denver, and that might be great for the family, but that doesn't help the community when we lose them.
Right. All right, and then Brad, before we go too, we just wanted to talk briefly. I guess you've got your annual meeting for your members coming up next month.
Yes, our annual investors luncheon is coming up. It's available this year to all of our investors, those that invested last year or this coming year, this 2022-23 year, and it's coming up on the 13th, Wednesday the 13th. Our normal meetings are the first and third Wednesdays of each month, but this one is the second Wednesday. Unfortunately, it just worked out that way, and you'll be getting, you know, those investors that are out there listening will be getting and should be getting invitations. And if you're a business, an industry person in the region that'd like to become an investor for Devil's Lake, you can give me a call at 662-4933.
All right, sounds good. Well, Brad, we appreciate you joining us this morning and going over some of the things you've been working on there for Devil's Lake.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for the show this morning. Joining me this morning has been Brad Barth, the executive director of Four Devils Lake, and a regular guest on the program the second Friday of each month. And you can join me each weekday morning at 9:05 on KDLR and 11:30 on KZZY for Coffee Time.